A lone gunman, a lone victim. The watchmen reap the whirlwind in a case involving race, individual rights, and public order. The shot heard round the world. Trayvon Martin and the notion of domestic tranquility. On this Wednesday, March 21st, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We begin with a deep discussion of the circumstances and aftermath of the Trayvon Martin case and end the hour with our continuing look at prisons in America with lots in between. You're talking about the Trayvon Martin case.
This is Laurie Carter from Orangeburg, South Carolina. This was a 17-year-old boy doing nothing and suddenly finds himself confronted by a large, angry, confrontational, gun-wielding individual. He had a right to defend himself. He lost his life for nothing.
Join what is obviously a national conversation. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and let's check the morning's top headlines.
A 10-hour-long standoff continues in Toulouse, France. A gunman there who claims to be linked to Al-Qaeda is barricaded inside an apartment. The 24-year-old is suspected of murdering a rabbi, his two young sons, and another student at a school on Monday, and also three French paratroopers last week. Freelance journalist Tom Withington is watching from 100 yards away and spoke with us earlier.
Trained negotiators are speaking to the man in question at the moment. We've heard unconfirmed reports that he has possibly offered to surrender to them this afternoon.
Three policemen were wounded during the siege, which began around 3 this morning. Funerals for the school shooting victims are being held in Jerusalem today.
Another big win for candidate Mitt Romney, this time in Illinois.
Elections are about choices. And today, hundreds of thousands of people in Illinois have joined millions of people across the country to join our cause.
The former Massachusetts governor got almost half of the primary vote to Rick Santorum's 35%. Romney had the financial edge in the state. Of course, he outspent the former Pennsylvania senator 7-1 in Illinois. Santorum tried to put a positive spin on the results.
We won the areas that conservatives and Republicans populate, and we're very happy about that. We're happy about the delegates we're going to get, too.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul came in with about 9%, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich got 8%. But they didn't campaign much in Illinois. Next up, Louisiana's primary, held this Saturday.
Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility for a spate of attacks in Iraq that killed at least 46 people and wounded more than 200 in 8 cities around the country yesterday. Militants posted a statement on their website saying they wanted to prove how weak the government's security plans are ahead of next week's Arab League meeting in Baghdad.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls escalating violence in Syria extremely dangerous and says it could have global repercussions if steps aren't taken to achieve a resolution. The United Nations estimates well over 8,000 people have been killed as a result of the Syrian government's year-long crackdown on protesters.
And a lot of people already take a low dose of aspirin for their hearts. Now, 3 new studies show a daily dose of the drug may help prevent and even treat some cancers. Researchers analyzed data from 51 trials involving 77,000 patients. What they found was that aspirin not only appears to cut the risk of developing different cancers, it may also stop them from spreading. And the benefits seem to appear within 3 to 5 years. That's much sooner than previously believed. The studies are published in the British journal The Lancet.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures for Wall Street are up, though. The Dow starts at 13,170. The S&P begins at 1,406. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,738. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll check on the mood in Sanford, Florida, the town where a 17-year-old African-American boy was killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer under questionable circumstances. Our listeners have been calling and writing in about the story. Victoria Hoyer posted this to our Facebook page. The most disturbing part of Trayvon's murder is that he was doing everything he had been taught to do as a child. We have taught our children to run, scream, fight back, but apparently here in the state of Florida, we need to teach our children that if a strange man chases you through the dark, stop and allow him to grab hold of you, and for God's sake, don't fight back or he'll shoot you. Have you been following the case? Call and share your thoughts. What are the lessons here? What don't we know? What would you like to add to the discussion? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. We'll have a discussion with a number of voices in just a few minutes.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.